now on game. Head coach Andrew Artery and coach, tough loss, 50-38 to a good Hugoton team. But you guys fought hard all game long.
Yes, they did. They did everything we asked them to. We're playing a lot higher level basketball right now, and so it's really hard to have to see the season end. But they played an excellent game. I'm really proud of them.
Jared Kurleski, 16 points. Hallie Jones, 14 points. Four big three-pointers, three in that fourth quarter to keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about those two players and what they bring, just the sophomore and freshman, what they bring to your program as we look
right
forward.
I've seen a lot of growth in both of them throughout the season, and especially here late for Hallie. She's really just kind of become more comfortable in her role, become a little more consistent shooter. Just relaxing a little bit, I think, to the speed of the game. And Jared's playing out of her mind, getting steals, running the floor, slicing and dicing through the defense to finish at the rim. She is pretty incredible.
Just talk about your team as a whole. You've got a couple of seniors that graduate now. You guys have fought hard the last few seasons. Mm-hmm. Seven win seasons this year. You guys are going to finish at 12-10 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
Big improvement. You started 2-4 on the year. You finished 12-10. Just talk about your team as a whole.
Well, it's bigger than the wins. If you watch us play, that's not the same caliber of team that we've had the last couple of years. These girls have really elevated their game and really played well together. That was a big team. It's been big for our team, the way they've played together, the way they've come along and developed together. And it takes a while to get that established. But I think they did an outstanding job. And, of course, you know, where you have Lexi and Nicole, two seniors that have dedicated 4 years of their life, 4 years of their time. They've been committed and dedicated and loyal to the program through the tough times and finally got to go out with a winning record. So for them, I'm really happy. But the contributions that they make go beyond four lines on the court. They're good people and good role models and bring a lot more to the team than just their skill set.
Yeah, you know, talk about, I guess, you know, for the last 6 months and actually before that, you know, you've been around these girls basically every day, 2 hours out of their day, even more than that. You know, I saw you guys in the room last night watching the game. I saw something on Twitter about it.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, you guys are around each other all the time. You know, talk about how, you know, for those folks out there that probably maybe not know, but you know what it means to end the season and that kind of thing.
Why'd you have to go there? My dad once told me that you're never going to be happy until you win the last game of the season. Well, I don't know. I've never won the last game of the season here. But I don't know how much joy that would bring when you know that no matter you win or you lose, that team is never together again. It would be bittersweet. It's always bittersweet. You know, we had success this season, but you know that you're losing some of those seniors. And so it makes it tough. And yeah, we are around each other all the time. Some of them probably need a break, but they're a good bunch of girls. They're neat. They're fun. They get along. They're really different. They have a lot of different interests. But, you know, we have some inside jokes and things that make us click, I guess. I don't know. They're just neat people to be around. And so it's going to be different.
To end it, I just want to say thank you from Ben and I, all the stuff you do for us. I mean, you take time out of your day to do interviews and those kind of things. I know chemistry is way more important than what we're doing, but we really appreciate you taking your time out and doing everything. And you and your coaching staff do a wonderful job. And as a parent, I want to say thank you for all that you've done for my child. You know, great season, and we appreciate everything you do.
Well, I want to tell you guys thank you for covering all of our games and, you know, making the long trek over here tonight. We appreciate everything you do for us, too, to, I don't know, build us up. And I know we have fans at home tonight that are listening that couldn't be here. And I do have the best coaching staff. They are constantly feeding me information, feeding plays, thinking all throughout the game. So I do have the best staff in Southwest or in Kansas, I think. They're phenomenal. And parents like you are unreal because you encourage your kids and keep us going too.
All right. Well, congratulations on the season, and we'll talk to you next year.